Proverbs, chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest. So honor is not seemly for a fool. As the sparrow in her wandering, as the swallow in her flying. So the curse that is causeless does not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey. And a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly. Or else you will also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly. Or else he will be wise in his own eyes. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet, and drinks crime. As the legs hang loose from a cripple, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As one who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. As a thorn that goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As an archer that wounds all, so is he who hires a fool and he who hires those who pass by. As a dog that returns to his vomit, so is a fool that repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him, the sluggard says. There is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wearies him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men who can render a reason. He who passes by, and is furious with strife not belonging to him, is like one who takes a dog by the ears. As a lunatic who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man who deceives his fellow man, and says, "Am I not joking?" For lack of wood the fire goes out. And where there is no whisperer, contention ceases. As coals are to hot embers, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to inflame strife. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts. Fervent lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross. He who hates dissembles with his lips, but he lays up deceit inside him. When he speaks fair, don't believe him, for there are seven disgusting things in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness will be openly shown before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall in it, and he who rolls a stone, it will return on him. A lying tongue hates those whom it has wounded, and a flattering mouth works ruin.